91X News.
It's 0 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Brittany Woodcock. The Norris Whitney Bridge on Highway 62 will be temporarily closed for rehabilitation work from 7 p.m. tonight to 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. Contractors will be replacing the expansion joints on the bridge, requiring its full closure for the 12-hour job. Dancing, singing, and poetry will all be on stage Wednesday at Loyalist College. Starting at noon in the Shark Tank Pub, the Loyalist Talent Showcase will feature live performances by students. Student Government President Scott Rook says the show expresses some of the talent at Loyalist College.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to show students and staff at Loyalist College of what the students at Loyalist College have to offer in regards to talent. We do have some extremely talented individuals at this school. We want to give them a forum to express that.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made a statement about the importance of a free press when he was in Europe this past weekend. QNET News reporter Tamara Pilon got some local reaction to what the PM had to say.
In the face of blatant verbal attacks by American President Donald Trump, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau used Twitter to say a free press is the backbone of democracy. For Bill Gliske, the managing editor for InQuinty, this is a big deal.
I think he's absolutely correct. I appreciate him speaking up about it, especially at this time when so many newspapers are facing financial troubles and so many members of the media are being criticized and attacked for doing their jobs. To have the leader of our country standing up and recognizing that a free press is a fundamental part of democracy is a great thing.
Gliske is one of many journalists in the Quinty region that also agree with Trudeau's statement. Tim Durkin, an anchor for Quinty News, said he thinks it's no secret that free press is the backbone of democracy. Tamara Pilon, QNET News, Belleville.
Canada Post is suspending delivery time guarantees to its customers, acknowledging a lack of progress in contract talks with its unionized workers. Canada Press reporter Terry Pedwell says the suspension comes as the fourth week of the rotating strikes are underway.
Canada Post says more delivery delays are inevitable in the days to come after the Canadian Union of Postal Workers closed two major processing centers in Ontario and BC. And because of the shutdowns, it says it will suspend its service delivery guarantees until further notice. CUPW members walked off the job early today in Toronto and at the Canada Post distribution center in nearby Scarborough.
Rotating strikes also resumed late Monday at locations in Nova Scotia, including Halifax, but ended this morning at a processing center near Vancouver. Canada Post says more than 180 trailers containing parcels and mail were idled in Toronto alone as of today. The Trump administration's Homeland Security chief may soon be out of a job. Sagar Meghani has the story.
Kirstjen Nielsen had hoped to leave next month after finishing a year running the Homeland Security Department. But two sources tell the AP President Trump has soured on Nielsen, and she's expected to leave her post as early as this week. They say the president blames Nielsen for not doing enough about what he sees as a crisis on the southern border. Anybody replacing Nielsen will likely face similar issues, since most administration attempts to clamp down at the border have either been blocked or watered down by legal challenges. Other top Trump administration officials are also expected to leave in the coming weeks. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A Newfoundland woman is asking for help finding two missing family members in the California town of Paradise. Megan Janes, the niece of Randy and Paula Dodge, says her aunt and uncle have been missing since a massive wildfire leveled the Northern Californian town. She says a search party has gone to the couple's home.
His house is burnt down. We know he evacuated. We just don't know how. There's no bodies on the scene, but his vehicles, or at this point, whatever's left, they were still there in the driveway.
Jane says her family is continuing to hope and pray the couple will be found safe, but are also preparing for the worst. Officials in California say hundreds of people have been reported missing and at least 42 have been confirmed dead. As wildfires continue to scorch parts of California, U.S. President Donald Trump is thanking firefighters, first responders, and the Federal Emergency Management Agency for doing their job. Karen Travers has the story.
President Trump promised the federal government will do all it can to help Californians impacted by the wildfires burning across the state.
I want to thank the firefighters and FEMA and first responders for their incredible courage in the face of very grave danger.
But the president has faced scathing criticism for his initial reaction to the fires when he blamed state officials for what he called gross mismanagement of forests there. Today, he said his administration mourns the lives lost in California and prays for the victims. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A ceremony today in northern Alberta is marking the end to a decades-long fight for recognition that brought the attention to the poverty of the Lobicon Lake First Nation. The Lobicon were missed in the treaty negotiations in the late 1800s and fought for 4 decades for a land settlement that would bring much-needed housing, better education, and health care. Chief Billy Joe Lobicon says it's fitting today's signing ceremony is being held in the old school.
Whatever we're doing here today impacts all of these students, you know, all of the children that are going to school here, all of the children that have yet to be born. So that's the exciting part.
The deal between Ottawa, Alberta, and the First Nation includes about 245 square kilometers of land and $113 million to rebuild the community of Little Buffalo. An Alberta woman who was arrested in northern Thailand for spray painting an ancient wall has avoided jail time, but must still pay a substantial fine. Brittany Schneider, who is from Grand Prairie, was arrested along with a British man in mid-October after they sprayed the walls of the Taipei Gate in Chiang Mai. They were charged with vandalizing an ancient artifact and faced a maximum of 10 years in prison and a fine equivalent to about $40,000 in Canadian funds. Schneider says she learned a lot in the past month.
I'm very sorry for what I did to everybody in Thailand, and I've learned that you need to research the country before you're traveling to it and understand their culture and things that are special to them, like monuments and temples and all of that, before you're going.
Before the judge ruled no jail time, Schneider's sentence was 1 year in prison and a financial penalty of around $4,000. She will still have to pay the fine, though. Schneider doesn't know when she can go home yet, though. That's news to 406. Sports is next.
The time has come to showcase the Bay of Quinte region as a destination for innovation and a national leader in rural entrepreneurial growth. Quintovation presents the Canadian Rural Innovation Summit November 19th and 20th. Join us and our platinum sponsor, Nesta Technologies, as we get the conversation started between entrepreneurs and leaders about rural change and how to grow innovation in our region. The Canadian Rural Innovation Summit, November 19th and 20th in Belleville. Together, we can grow our region. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit ruralinnovation.ca now.
The CCAA Cross Country Nationals took place at the Seneca in King's City, Ontario, this past Saturday. 121 runners participated and 117 finished the race. Sarah Law, from Loyalist College in Belleville, competed in the race and placed 25th. She didn't know how the race would play out, but she says it was an exciting experience.
It was a pretty incredible atmosphere with everyone cheering you on from all over the country, like Alberta and Quebec. And I just remember being at the start line with over 100 other people with me thinking like, oh, I hope I don't get knocked over in this stampede after we go off the field.
Saskatchewan Roughriders head coach Chris Jones isn't saying whether he's interested in bringing back either of his quarterbacks next season. Here's Ryan McKenna with the story.
Both Zach Caleros and Brandon Bridge will become free agents this offseason. Star quarterbacks Bo Levi Mitchell and Mike Riley could also possibly hit the market. Jones says he would discuss free agency at another time and wouldn't comment on what his biggest offseason target is. Saskatchewan's season ended on Sunday with a 23-18 loss to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the West Division semifinal. Caleros didn't suit up against Winnipeg after taking a high hit in the Riders' regular season finale against BC. Ryan McKenna, The Canadian Press, Regina.
Hugh Jackson is back in Cincinnati where he'll help coach Marvin Lewis try to resurrect the Bengals' history bad defense. The Bengals hired Jackson as a special assistant today. It's his third stint with an NFL team. Former England and Chelsea midfielder Joe Cole is retiring from soccer. The 37-year-old Cole completed his career with the Tampa Bay Rowdies of the United States Soccer League. He scored 104 goals in the 716 professional appearance for 7 teams. Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Today, periods of rain or drizzle ending near noon, then mainly cloudy. High plus 3. Tonight, mainly cloudy. 60% chance of flurries late this evening and overnight. Low minus 5. Wind chill minus 7 in the evening and minus 12 overnight. It's 4:09. At 4:09, it's 0 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Brittany Woodcock, QNET News. News on 91X next at 6:00.